Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 31st of August, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin. I am so glad I'm not a student today, because when I woke up, the power was off green. I would have panicked. I would have looked my mother straight in her face and say, not only are we suffering a national crisis, but I'm suffering a personal crisis and do not feel that I am fit to go to school today, mother. I would hate for my misery to impact the first day of school for all these other beautiful little children. You should keep me home with you. And hopefully, my eloquence and articulation would convince my mother that I could indeed miss the first day of school. So in this moment, we lift a prayer for all the children starting the first day of school today, understanding that so many children have to navigate their way to school on foot, right, without a car. And they are making their way through this day with the rain. So we lift a prayer for them that they could go to school safely, get back home safely, and that the day is such that they can absorb as much of the new school year preparations that the Ministry of Education, the private school institutions, the public school teachers and staff have prepared for them. Ah, boy. Children, the school year start. You just dig your heels in and do it, okay? Now, I don't want to say on a happier note, because I'm happy that school has started, right? It's a new, fresh time of the year, and let's give kids the best start possible. I'm so happy. Listen. My last weekend before school start, I got a beautiful invite to a beautiful birthday party for two beautiful women. And I want to say happy birthday again. Happy birthday to Mrs. Janet Patterson, and to Miss Amelia Colley. I hope you, and their family members, you may know by the names if you know them, their family members. Look here, their family raised a joyous noise for their birthday this weekend. And I was just grateful to be invited. You know why? Because Mayaguana people could cook. See, not only is the fountain of youth in Mayaguana, but Mayaguana people could cook, buddy. I'm always grateful for an invite. I just want to make mention quickly of the Minister of Education's National Back to School Address last night. I want to say I was impressed. Now, let me tell you why I was impressed, right? First of all, the speech was beautifully written, right? I thought it was a great speech, presentation, statement. You could tell parts that the minister was deeply involved in framing and crafting. I loved it when he said how many nieces and nephews he have, about 47,000, right? 40,000 nieces and nephews. That was beautiful. But let me tell you what the most striking part of the presentation was last night. I got the sense that Mr. Cooper was nervous, right? And it's okay, because we all have a degree of nervousness on our first day of school. That was Mr. Cooper's first day of school, right? His first national address as the Minister of Education. And I got a sense that he was nervous. But as I was watching him speak, I thought to myself, this is a wonderful image for our young people to see, especially our young men, to watch him embrace this moment for the first time, right? You could tell that he was nervous, but he pushed through it. And then you could see how he warmed up and got more comfortable as he was speaking, right? It was a more striking moment than the story he told about leaving Exuma at the age, I think, of 16 and coming to Nassau to go to school, to become a man. And I think working and going to school at the same time, sleeping on his sister's bedroom floor as he was figuring out how he's going to make his way in the world. But the way that he stood in that moment, his first national address, and just stuck with it, despite the nerves, right? Despite the anxiety. And he pushed through it. That was more impactful than any story that he could have told. And, you know, that it's the sort of thing where you can only thank the person for standing in their strength. And the strength is who they are, right? They took the floor and they knew they could not walk off. They could not give up. They couldn't turn the paper over and throw it away. They couldn't say, to hell with this, and don't come back to school the next day. That, perhaps, was the most impactful part of the national address last night. And I look forward to the minister taking the lead in this forum. This is no judgment against the former Minister of Education, Glenys Hannah-Martin. But at a time when we are calling out for more men to enter education, more men to stand with, next to, behind, and for our young people, especially our young men, right? This is a powerful opportunity, and I hope that those around Mr. Cooper understand the opportunity and make it possible for him to seize every opportunity to be a model for the young people of the Bahamas. But you say his 40,000 nieces and nephews. I loved it. Well, if you were listening to my voice right now, you must know it is raining, not just somewhere on New Providence, most places on New Providence. While we are very happy for the rain, for the water, we've been experiencing drought periods for a long time. I want to read this weather alert, just a portion of it, that was shared yesterday by the Department of Meteorology. If you are not already, right, connected to the Department of Meteorology on one of their social media platforms, please get connected as soon as possible. Here is the weather alert issued yesterday afternoon. The Bahamas Department of Meteorology is warning residents to brace for increased showers and thunderstorms this week as the remnants of Dolly move westward. The most unsettled conditions are expected Wednesday through Friday, particularly across the northern, northwest, and central Bahamas. Forecasters warn of possible localized flooding, frequent lightning, strong to damaging winds, hail, and potential waterspout or tornadic activity. Mariners, particularly in the northern and northwest Bahamas, are also being urged to remain vigilant as sudden gusts and choppy seas could create hazardous conditions. I want to repeat a line from this alert. Forecasters warn of possible localized flooding, frequent lightning, strong to damaging winds, hail, and potential waterspout or tornadic activity. So, localized flooding, that means be intentional when you get near a car. Consider the route that you're going to take before you start driving. Think about all the areas where you know you're likely to find flood water. Right? Don't panic while you're on the road. Prepare before you get on the road. Also, for this hail and potential water spout and tornado, tornadic means tornado activity. Y'all have blankets? Oh, I'm getting ready. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, wherever my car park, I put a blanket on it. I scared of hail. I mean, I'm not scared of hail. I just never really experienced it. What I've seen concerns me. So the way to deal with that fear is to prepare. I'm going to reach out to the Department of Meteorology. I'm going to do some research to find out what can we do to protect our vehicles from hail. Tornado, I can't help you. Tornado, me, you, and the car gone. But we also need to begin discussing how you behave. What do you do when you see a tornado or a water spout, when you see them forming, when you see them moving, what are you supposed to do? We have to start talking about this, people, because every alert now, they're telling me potential water spout and tornadic activity. A good morning, everybody. I've got a guest in studio this morning. I'm very excited. Joining me in studio this morning is a representative from the Department of Inland Revenue, and we are going to be discussing the new entity in the country, One Tax Bahamas. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking headlines and a particular headline, social media and content creator crisis. The social media and content creator crisis. But this morning, I have joining me in studio, Mr. Bowman Todd from the Department of Inland Revenue. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing this morning?
I am good. Thank you. I am good. Thank you. I am very interested to learn about One Tax Bahamas because I have, I be taxing raccoons. I'm not going to lie. I tax them. Come through my road, tax. In my dilly tree, tax. Eating out my garbage, tax. Trying to eat the cat food, tax. Most devastating, using the cat water to wash your hands, you got to get taxed. So I need to know, can One Tax Bahamas help me to tax these raccoons, sir?
Now, my lady,
good morning.
Good morning. Now, I'm not sure exactly how the taxation is going to work with the raccoons at the end of the day, but if they have any type of property or they're trying to squat on your property, you may need to make sure they have an assessment number to be there. I'll just say that.
Absolutely, but let me give you a tip. Anything with opposable thumbs could open a wallet, and if they could open a wallet, they could get
taxes.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning. Last week in our local papers, I saw a quick headline, One Tax Bahamas is about to be launched, right? And it was a quick social media blast, and so I said, let me reach out to Inland Revenue so that we can clarify exactly what is One Tax Bahamas and what is required of Bahamians and what is expected of Bahamians with this new entity, One Tax Bahamas.
Okay. So a couple of things I want to clear up, first of all, because I've seen some of the posts, the videos that have been floating around in social media. The very first one I want to clear up is One Tax Bahamas is not a new tax. That is the very first one. It is not a new tax. It is not income tax. Mm-hmm. I have even seen something reporting the fact that it has something to do with the New World Order. The only thing, Aaron, they haven't said is it was the second coming of Christ. I think that's the only one that hasn't been put out there so far.
I get you. So it is not a new tax.
No.
So tell me, what is it?
Okay. So about 2 years ago, I think about 2-3 years ago, the department moved to a new platform to try to make our services a whole lot more efficient for our taxpayers. When we first started, I think this was around 2015, of course, you know, at that time, our revenue base that we were required to make was only about $250 million. From that point to now, our revenue base that the department pulls in collectively is about $1.8 billion that our chief financial controller quoted. That means over the course of the last tax years, a few things have happened. First of all, the amount of taxpayers, whether they're dealing with business license, VAT, or properties, have grown exponentially.
All right.
Unfortunately, the systems have not grown to be able to accommodate that as well. And one of the biggest issues that taxpayers have, and it's a legitimate complaint, is that if you come to the Department of Inland Revenue, you have to go to multiple portals to get any type of information.
And you know, culturally, as Bahamians, right, if I come to try and pay you and it becomes more difficult, right, it becomes difficult, I can suspect you don't want my money.
And you can take your money and go back.
Yes, sir.
And then I got to come find you, and that'll be a part of the issue.
Yeah.
So presently, as it stands, right now, we have multiple portals and systems that persons have to utilize. If you have to use your business license or your VAT, you have to go into one portal. That's our online tax administration portal.
Okay.
If you have to do real property tax, that's another portal you have to go into. If you have to do something with first home VAT stamp, those are two other portals if you're doing short term. So right now, the biggest issue is there's too many different portals for the taxpayer to be able to simply access all of their information and their systems in one place. And at the same time, for us, the department, the systems are not talking to each other. Mm-hmm. So this move towards the One Tax Bahamas portal is to enable, first of all, us as a department to have all of our systems talking to each other to make it easier, not just for us for compliance reasons, but also to make it easier for us when we have to actually service our client. When they come in for information, we don't have to be going to this place and that place.
You don't Everything have to coordinate be, three offices or offices exactly. to ensure you have the information.
Everything will be centralized in one place. And for the taxpayers, it means the same thing. When I'm on the new platform, of course, as we're doing this in phases, of course, everything is not going to be all at once. It will be a phased process. But once all of the phases have already been collaborated together on the one platform, when you sign in, if you're looking for something for your business license, if you're looking something for your VAT, if you're looking for something for your real property, if you're doing something with VAT stamp, you will be able to do all of it from one place instead of you having to be in multiple different systems mm-hmm. trying to do it at the same time.
So initially, I thought about this movement from the One Tax Administration system, which is the prior platform.
It's a problem, yes.
To the One Tax Bahamas platform, right, which is a singular portal for multiple agencies and units. The first thing I thought was, well, this makes sense, right? When I wanted to start like a lemonade stand, I go on to Corinne Mitchell, and she's like a bank, and I tell her, I need some money, Corinne. She said, give me your business plan. When I gave her the business plan, she said, you spending a lot of money to start this entity. How are you going to ensure you could get a return on your investment? So I thought, is the government streamlining this platform, because potentially they may be spending more money in the effort of collecting taxes than they actually collect. But I thought about what is the motivation for the government to adopt a new system. But I didn't even consider, right, because it's just so obvious, that it's also primarily about making the process easier for businesses and entities.
Right now, one of the biggest ultimatums I think the government has issued to all of its various departments, the Department of Inland Revenue included, is digital transformation, to move away from a lot of the analog-based systems and the manual systems, whereas it takes so long to get things done. Because if I have to do a research, or simply as me doing a research for somebody's conveyance, I literally got to go in the system and be looking for multiple different names to find this one person, versus if I have and we'll talk about the Bahamas identification number, but specifically I have somebody's BIN and I pull up the BIN, then I should be able to see all of the properties and everything that's connected to that individual for them, which makes searching easier for me as well as the other person. Mm-hmm. One of the things that has happened before, and I think this is one of the main reasons that we are doing it earlier, is when we had to move and migrate from the previous system that we had when we were trying to expand and update the system now within the last 2-3 years. That happened probably late November going into January. So we knew how frustrating it was for the public mm-hmm. and we knew how frustrating it was for the staff. So right now, the most important thing is while we are going through this process is to ensure that there's sufficient time for persons to get registered on the platform while they are still utilizing the old platform until the month of November. To still be able to learn about what they need to do for the registration, to help persons through the process, but to also make it as easy as possible. We are still at least 4 months out from the new year when persons mm-hmm. are definitely going to have to do their renewals, their VAT filings, and everything else. So this time period right now is our period to help persons to transition as well as to educate the public, because we want persons to be comfortable enough with the new system. One of the mandates I've been given by our controller and our chief valuation officers to make sure we break it down as simple as possible, that everybody understands what is happening, how to go through the process, and also to let the public know we are working alongside you straight through this entire transition.
All right. So let's start right there. What will stakeholder training opportunities look like? Are we not quite there yet? Will businesses be identified by the department for participation, or should I, as a business owner or a manager within my business, within the company, reach out to the Department of Inland Revenue and say, hey, I know that you are going to offer stakeholder training. I need to put my name on the list right away.
So this is what we're presently doing. Ironically, while we actually have this meeting on, my colleague is actually hosting a session now for training.
Okay.
So training sessions are going to be from Monday to Saturday.
Okay.
Until. That there's no stop date on that because, of course, we're starting with the bin registration every day from 10 to 11 and every day from 1 to 2 p.m. We have sessions that are open up.
Okay.
Persons can go directly on to inlandrevenue.finance.gov.bs and they can register, or they can even go directly to the onetaxbahamas.gov.bs site and register. We have at least 500 spaces that are open, but before the week is out, we're going to start pushing also those sessions to YouTube. So whether you are booked in a session or you're just on the stream, you should be able to get the information. I've encouraged persons, even in the sessions, listen, even if you sit in this session and you feel you need to come back, you can come back to another session. We want to make sure you get your questions answered. We're also doing Saturday sessions from 10 to 11.
Right.
So persons have the ability, because we understand a lot of persons, while they're at work through the middle of the week, they may not be able to get in a session. So they can jump on a Saturday session from 10 to 11. Those, like I said, are going to be ongoing until the system is ready and even all of the modules come on. It's just going to be ongoing to make sure we're walking persons through the process entirely. One of the things that we have been doing also for persons, and I'll say this to your listeners, is we've been also encouraging questions. So even during the session, if there's a question that cannot be answered, we encourage persons to email us. And the three emails, I've given them three emails. One is my own personal email, which is Beaumontaud, that's B-E-A-U, M-O-N-T-T-O-D-D at bahamas.gov.bs, as well as my team's email, dir_comms at bahamas.gov.bs, as well as OTB support at bahamas.gov.bs. You can email any of those, and we will get back to you as quickly as we can with those questions to make sure that we are providing you with the answers that you need. We don't want persons to feel like this is just being forced on them. It's just simply, at the end of the day, it's a necessary thing that is to make the process of what we're doing as a tax collections agency more efficient, not just for us, but also for the public at the end of the day. One of the biggest complaints we hear a lot of persons sometimes, and especially this year, is the difficulties they've had with the system. And the truth be told, we've also had our problems simply because the tax base, and it's a great thing because we want persons to get into business and grow, but the tax base has grown so exponentially, the system hasn't been able to keep up.
I get you.
And so right now, the issue is try to put a Band-Aid on something that isn't going to be able to work for much longer. And persons have seen and had the complaints or now move towards a new system to make it easier for persons to do. And, you know, you said it earlier. This isn't a last minute thing. This is something that has been announced in the House over the course of the last 2 to 3 years that the PM has actually announced that was actually coming. It's just, have persons been listening to the FACA thought this was just something else that was just being thrown in there may have actually happened?
Yes, sir. Because you're a civil servant at this time, I am going to refrain from cracking jokes on my prime minister. Let's go back to something you said. I think it's worthy of re-emphasizing or emphasizing again that there's nothing new being put upon the Bahamian people or Bahamian businesses. There's no new tax. There's no new requirement outside of getting a
Bahamas identification.
Right, outside of that. So what you're producing is a new platform to collect the same data that you've always been collecting.
Yes. So I know one of the issues that persons had raised, and it asked about security in terms of data security, because that's become a major issue for a lot of persons. The reality of it is for our taxpayers, the same level and possibly even more level of security and scrutiny will be utilized on this new platform. The same level of information that we've collected before is going to be the same thing. It isn't as if the information is going to change. The protections may be a lot better than it is for the other systems in terms of any access or crashes, but the same access and type of information that persons have utilized before when they've registered for their business, their properties, that is not going to change. So that's going to be the same thing.
See, for me, I'm not concerned about, like, oh, the people going to know how much money I have and then they're going to try. This is a sham, sir. I use 10-pound words so people think that I'm rich. I don't need the people to see the status of my wallet, right? I need to keep that illusion alive. That's my greater concern about privacy. Not that somebody got access to data and try to take my money, but people got access to data and see that I flaming straight through pretending to be a millionaire, which may have some legal consequences down the road, right? But right now, I'm just thinking about my reputation.
And you got to speak it into existence, man. You got to speak it into existence. So one of the things that I do want to mention, and it's a part of the transition to the new platform. So like I said, the BIN, which we call the Bahamas Identification Number, the BIN is going to operate in such a way as, presently, if you're someone who has a business license, for example, if you're a sole proprietor, of course, you would have your TIN for a sole proprietor. If you are somebody that has a partnership, you would have your TIN for your partnership. If you're somebody that has a limited company, you would have your TIN for your limited company, because each of those are like a different entity. Okay. The best metaphor I could use it as a mother having triplets. They're all connected to her, but each of those triplets are a separate individual unto themselves.
Yeah.
So for every different business entity you have a TIN. And underneath that business entity, say, for example, a sole proprietor, you would have, you could have up to 5, 10, however many businesses you want that are still connected to that TIN. And the BIN will then sit over that.
Okay.
So right now, what you're going to have in the new system is what we call a UIN, a unique identifying number. But presently, persons already have that. So for your business license is your unique identifying number, which is connected to your TIN.
All right.
For your property, your assessment number is your unique identifying number that's connected to that. So what the new system is going to enable through the use of the BIN is that when you log into your system, once all of the modules and everything online, you'll be able to see your BIN number, which you'll use to sign in with. And underneath your BIN for your business specifically, you'll be able to see your BL, or I would say business license UIN, that's connected to that. For your VAT, you'll see your VAT UIN connected to that. Your real property, you'll have the same thing. So when you sign into the system as a taxpayer, you don't have to go to multiple places to find your information. All of your information is presently in one place.
All right. Quick question. So I'm a business person. Mm-hmm. I have some businesses. I say I have three businesses where I'm the sole proprietor. Mm-hmm. But then I have two other businesses where I'm joint proprietor, right? Like I'm co-owner with another individual. Though the TINs for the sole proprietor businesses and the TINs for the joint proprietor, co-proprietor businesses will all be listed in the same place once I put in my Bahamas identification number.
So let's talk about that, because this is where the pain point may come in for some persons. And this is one of the things that we know at the first may be a little bit frustrating for persons as it goes through. So each of those different entities, like you listed, is the same thing, like I said. They're a separate entity.
Right.
So just like how they have a different TIN for themselves, they will also have a separate BIN. Because your business, as an entity unto itself, it could own property. It could file for VAT. But that's separate from you as an individual who may be just someone doing business as, or somebody doing trading as business.
All right.
So what you have with that will be a different BIN for that. Because the BIN is not just for persons, it's for persons and entities.
Okay.
So say, for example, I have a doing as business, and I decide at some point, you know what, I'm going to take my doing as business and I want to turn it into a limited company. Then that doing as business no longer identifies me as the individual. It becomes a separate entity to itself. It's just like your child growing up. They no longer live in your house. They become an adult. So now legally, they are responsible for themselves.
Okay.
So it's going to be the same thing. Now, the difficulty, I would say this, and I'll be honest with this, because this is one of the things we know the public will probably be a little frustrated about, is right now with the present system, of course, you sign in, you'll have all of your TINs underneath you. That's fine. But with this, each of your BINs also becomes your identifier and your sign-in. That means if I have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different BINs, that means I'll have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different sign-ins.
Okay.
However, to mitigate that, even in our present system, we have something what you would call an agent. The agent operates in a way as, instead of me having to sign in multiple times, if I have a number of clients, my clients are connected to my account. So when I sign in from my one account, I'm able to see all of my clients. I can file on their behalfs. I can do the business license filing, the VAT filing from my one account.
I got you.
In the new system, we have something you call a tax representative. It basically operates the same way. So with the tax representative, whether you as the individual or if somebody else operates on your behalf, can be attached to each of those different bins. So when you log in, you don't have to be signing in and out. Your one place will enable you to see all of the bins that are connected to you and do all of your filing, do all of your obligations from the one location.
All right.
The initial sign-up, we know, may be the frustrating aspect of it. But once that's passed and you've connected yourself, then everything becomes connected to that one location.
All right. Now, again, tell me, who requires a bin? So I let you taste that red plum lemonade this morning. Because I had a plan, right?
Listen,
I just selling lemonade out the back of my car, sir. Will I require a bin?
I don't appreciate how you set me up with that because, you know, that's like giving you a taste of heaven and then you're looking for the rest of the cup and the cup empty because it was good.
Yeah, because I can't sell it until I get this tax information sorted out, right? And if we have a chance, I'd love to just touch on the taxpayer's charter, right, which I thought was important. It's on the One Tax Bahamas website, and it lists the your rights as a taxpayer and your legal obligations as a taxpayer, right? And what I appreciate with the new website is the understanding of culture and how culture is operating, how our culture around money and finance is operating. We have a culture of you keep some and you peep some, of secrecy around money. So I like how the website, when it talks about its mission, it talks about the vision, and then the taxpayer's charter, it's attempting to help people acknowledge, right, the culture of the new space that we're in around money, finance, and privacy and secrecy. But I got a call here, Mr. Todd, and I've been letting it flash for a little while.
Okay.
Let's go to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
And folks, Mr. Todd, how are you doing?
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I have a serious question to ask you, right? I'm seeing that you seem to be an honest individual. I think that you honestly answer this question, right? Question, was this slot form formed based on the fact that vendors were found circumventing the system by when they're not being tax compliant, right? They actually use then other business license to avoid paying the taxes, the back taxes, the inland revenue? And secondary question, right? Is this platform going to be coincided with the Oracle system that the government is also introducing, or that'll be two different separate platforms?
Okay. With the first question, I would say like this, caller, regardless of what the platform actually is, it will be requiring to ensure that all taxpayers are paying taxes for the services they're utilizing. So this isn't just to try to prevent persons from circumventing it, regardless of the platform. That is why we have both our compliance and investigation units to find persons that are trying to circumvent the system at the end of the day. So the platform isn't just specifically designed for that. Any platform, any system will take that into consideration,
right,
to try to address. The second question would be, I would say this is a part of the digital transformation that the government is doing throughout all of its departments. So one of the main systems, I think, presently is the Oracle system. So this system will most likely be tied into that as well,
all right,
if it isn't directly tied in now.
Absolutely. I think that's a great question for young people or information technology specialists who would like to work for the government, are trying to figure out how do I put together not just the best resume, but like how do I prepare myself with the appropriate experience, right? So it's
software
the
knowledge, application knowledge, know exactly what to utilize so that I can have the training and certification to better position myself. Yeah,
absolutely. So the taxpayer's charter, I love that. It's preparing me. It says, look, you have the right to pay no more, but not less than what is required by law, right? So it lets the taxpayer know what's expected, what you can expect on that part, and then your legal obligations as a taxpayer. You're required to file returns, license renewals, and pay amounts due as required by appropriate legislation. Be honest and accurate in reporting your tax licensing affairs. Right, I think that's important. We through media and the relentless onslaught of Global North media, right, we hear countless stories of people trying to convince us that, no, we're allowed to manipulate loopholes and don't pay your taxes and da-da-da-da. But for a small country that relies on revenue generated through taxation, we have to shift the culture and imagine ourselves as different, right, than the culture we've seen portrayed on television.
I think one of the things, you know, and you asked me the question about who has to register. If you're a taxpayer of any form, you'll be required to register for a BIN. I had a question the other day. Someone had asked me, well, if I don't have my properties and everything right now moving towards it, what we're encouraging persons to do, even though the first two modules which will be coming out will be the business license and the VAT modules, and I'll talk about that in a moment. We're still encouraging taxpayers because eventually you're going to need it. Even for your real property tax, if you're doing business with the government at some point in time, the end goal will probably be for you to utilize your BIN, whether it's customs, road traffic, or some other form of government
service. So you mean when I'm re-entering the country and I'm going to pay duty on the items that I brought in?
You most likely are going to eventually need your BIN as a part of the registration. Okay. So we're encouraging anybody who is dealing with any form of taxation to ensure that they have their BIN now if they're able to do so. Now, the first two modules we're going to be putting on the platform, of course, will be the business license in Nevada. And that's for practical reasons, because basically renewal starts right there inside January. And by the time we blink, we'll be hearing Christmas lights, Christmas songs, and we'll be inside the new year. So those are the first two modules will definitely be online. For the public, basically the last week of October will be most likely when persons will be able to file in the old system, in the present system now, and do any type of new applications in the old system.
Okay.
After that, everything will be done onto the new platform. So those persons who have to do their VAT filing inside October, that will probably be the last time the filing is done on the old system.
Right.
And then everything else will be done onto the new system.
So, and by the old system, you mean the one tax administration system?
No, the online tax administration system. That's the one that's presently directly collected, the inlandrevenue.finance.gov.bs. You had asked me a question when we were offline about whether or not the platform is going to be shut down. So officially, once the new platform launches, the old platform will no longer be accessible. So that's why we're encouraging everybody now to get registered with the BIN.
So that your information will be transferred over to the new system.
Yes. So one of the things we have been asking the public to actually do for a couple of reasons. First of all, for the One Tax Bahamas, as well as our real property, because we're going fully digital for the real property tax as well. This is something that's been more than a year in the making.
Mm-hmm.
So we're encouraging persons to make sure that we have the most up-to-date and accurate email and contact information. They're able to go to our present system, inlandrevenue.finance.gov.bs, and they're able to update. If they are dealing with business license VAT, they can sign directly into their account, go to their profile, update their email information. If they have properties, we're encouraging them to go to real property tax forms, email verification, and fill out the verification form. Now, I do know one or two persons said that they did have some issues with the form, but I think what they were trying to do was they most likely were trying to put in multiple assessment numbers or TINs at the same time. What the form will allow you to do is you can individually add in, if you have more than one assessment number or more than one TIN, you can add each of them in. Once you put it in, hit add, and it'll allow you to continue adding until you've put all in.
Okay.
Otherwise, not, you most likely will end up getting an error.
All right. Listen, you hear the music. We're going to the break. On the other side of the break, we got more questions. I'm interested in the timeline and deadlines for the phased approach.
Okay.
Right? A few more questions. Caller, I hope you can hold the line. We must go to the break. And of course, we have texts on the other side of the break as well. Mr. Todd, we have joining us Mr. Bowman Todd from the Department of Inland Revenue. And he is giving us a briefer, an informational session on the new tax platform, One Tax Bahamas. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Every day we're told how to work, worship, love, and live by systems that were never built for our flourishing. But underneath the noise, there's an older wisdom waiting to be rediscovered. Tune in September 6th. Kahun Anku Sarah, that's right, yours truly, as Unplugged will be premiering Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. 90 minutes to remember who you are.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green on this day, because it's a big day here on Guardian Radio. You've already kicked off the day with Morning Blend with Dwight Strong, and here you are in the late mornings with On the Clock with Erin Green and Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry. Head into the afternoon with Z Live Off the Record with Zhivago Lang at noon, and the afternoons get better with the premiere of Strictly Speaking with Earl Thompson at 2 p.m. today. Followed by Birthday Boy, Naughty with Talking Heads, along with MJ. I think the most important part of that statement was Birthday Boy. First of all, happy birthday, Naughty. I almost called you by your government name, because I know to get a piece of cake, I need to know your government name. So, but I can tell the other people what your name is. I just hope that tomorrow morning when I come back to the station, there is birthday cake. Happy birthday, Naughty. So tune in all day today. New shows, Strictly Speaking with Earl Thompson at 2 p.m. today. And then the regular, exciting afternoon session with Naughty and MJ on Talking Heads. And of course, don't forget the steady-headed Z Live with Zhivago Lang. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a very, very good day. Especially since... I mean, I always knew that my Cocoa Plum Orchard was valuable, you know. Eddie Minnis done tell me that it's valuable. But my question is, y'all taxing my orchard as well? Like, you're taxing the orchard. I ain't really making money off of it.
Are you making money off of it?
I mean, I really making joy off of it. Yeah.
I'll say the same thing to you. I tell everybody when we're doing training.
Yeah.
Even my water boy on the side of the road, who's be selling me water bottle, should have a license.
He should have a license. Yeah, because
and my peanut seller, who sell them good, nice roasted peanuts, yeah, he need to have a license.
Don't spy them, buy them. See, you got to have a business license if you get a promo like that, right? That's what we grow up with. Don't spy them, buy them. As everybody who is doing business.
Any type of business, if you're dealing with any type of taxation, you not most likely, you're going to require it to have a BIN.
All right.
So the process right now, the first stage is, of course, starting tomorrow, the BIN registration will be open. I know some persons have actually tried to jump ahead and go through the registration process. The registration will be officially open tomorrow where persons can start registering for their BIN.
All right.
So a couple of things are going to be happening. If you're someone who already has a TIN in our present system, what is going to happen is, of course, your information is going to be migrated over to the new platform.
Okay.
And we encourage you, which is why we're encouraging persons to make sure that their email contact is up to date. You should receive in your email a BIN registration application ID.
Okay.
This will allow you to sign into the system. So when you go to the OneTax Bahamas.gov.bs system, you'll see sign into the top. If you click on it now, it's going to take you to the old site. Tomorrow, it will be switched, whereas when you click on it, you can start the registration process. Once you see the application ID and you enter that, you'll be required to put in a one-time password, which will enable you to complete the process. For those persons who already have a TIN, all they're really doing is verifying the information that's there, making sure it's accurate and it's up to date. Any documents that may have been brought over that are out to date, we require you to actually ensure that those documents are up to date, because otherwise, when it's validated by our team, it'll most likely be rejected, or they'll ask you to send in the up to date or upload the up to date process.
All right.
If you start the process, let me say this to persons who are looking at it. If you start the process and you don't see the email, there's going to come a question up that asks, do you have a legacy TIN, which is basically your present or your old TIN? Once you enter that information, a pop-up screen is going to come up giving you your BIN application ID, which will enable you to go back out and complete the process. If you try to just go through the process and skip all of that, when we validate it, we'll see that it's a duplication and it gets rejected. So we're asking persons to work alongside us to make sure that we go through this. Literally, we're going to be going through 4,000 applications sent out a day. So if you don't...
4,000 a day?
Sent out.
Okay. Yeah,
so if you don't see an application ID, that's all right. Just know, just keep checking your email, because we'll be consistently sending. We're dealing with over 100 and something thousand accounts to be dealing with it. So persons need to start. This is going to be ongoing until we get everybody registered for their BINs. And that's business license. That's not the other side of it. So we're encouraging persons to work alongside us. Join any of the training sessions. If you have questions and they can't get answered, you can always email us and we'll be happy to get the answer back to you. What we are also going to be providing to the public, and it'll also be on our websites, both the Inland Revenue, the present site, and the new site, the One Tax Bahamas, is a BIN registration guide and a tax representative guide to help persons by a step-by-step walkthrough and to answer any of their troubleshooting questions, any of their fact questions, as well as to let them see what documentation they will need when they register. Because whether you're an individual or an entity, there are certain documents that you will need when you're registering that make the process easy. And we'll be sharing those out to persons as we go along as well.
All right.
One thing I do want to speak about the tax representative, because I know we mentioned it before. With the tax representative at the end of the day, except in the exception for the DMTT, which was a recent tax that just came on,
the domestic minimum
top-up tax.
Yeah.
In that instance, of course, your tax representative has to be someone that is a BICA licensee. Outside of that, whoever you decide to appoint as your tax representative can be added into the account, including yourself. And it can be multiple tax representatives added onto an account. But that means both the individual adding them and the tax representative both have to have a BIN.
Okay.
Because one of the issues we've found a lot of times is that tax persons or taxpayers that'll hire somebody to go and set up their account and they have absolutely no access to it.
Yeah.
And I had an incident where a customer came in, she was asking for help because the agent who was setting up her account died. So she didn't know where her application was in the process, where it was finished, where her name was put in. So to prevent that, this new system will require both the taxpayer and the tax representative both to have a BIN so that it ensures you always have access to your account.
See, because we always say you can't find Jerry Roker in town, but we don't know why you can't find Jerry Roker in town. And never do we talk about the implications of his absence, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of us have been frustrated because of some unexpected circumstance. I have a ton of texts here. I know we only have 1 minute, right? This is a text. Would you be able to see all my government accounts? Yes. If yes, can I do business with a balance on some accounts? So the person, I guess the person is saying, hey, if I'm sort of delinquent in my filing or delinquent in my payments in one unit or aspect of my financial life, will that impact my ability to operate or to transact in another aspect?
So the rules and the laws haven't changed in any regards to how those things operate.
So whatever the regulations are right now, they will continue to exist.
They will continue to exist. We are just moving to a new platform, so that's not going to change any of the laws, the amendments, or the bills in terms of that aspect of operation.
Absolutely. I won't be able to get through all of the texts here today, but I will say that the texts are a mix of people who are concerned about who can access their data, and then people who see the efficiencies that are achieved by a system that correlates and puts everything together in one place. I find the discussion fascinating simply because of our sort of cultural location and how traditionally the ideas around finance and money is keep that secret. Don't talk that. But we're beginning to understand that we need a flow of information in particular spaces for better efficiencies, and will ultimately result in better quality of life.
Yeah.
Less frustration, ease of doing business. All of these things translate at the end of the day to better quality of life.
And at the end of the day, I'm a taxpayer too. So I want a better system to ensure that I'm able to get the services that I need as well.
Absolutely. We're all out of time, so I don't get the chance to say I don't want to be a taxpayer, but I want to live in a country and have a good quality of life. And that, if that requires me to pay taxes, I for that. I could work with that. Sir, I have to take all this news back to my raccoons. Thank you for joining me, and hopefully you can come back again to continue discussing the process. It's a lot of information. There's no harm in repeating it, but also we can walk with you through the phased approach and the timelines and deadlines for businesses and individuals.
Excellent. It's been my pleasure being here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now we're going to go work on that Red Spanish Plum Orchard. Yes, sir. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. And again, Lang, Z Live, Off the Record, Strictly Speaking with Earl Thompson at 2, and your boy, Naughty, the birthday boy, and MJ at 4. You guys have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.